Welcome to the Vital Dawn Podcast for Wednesday, May 1st. U.S. equity futures are in the red this morning. You have S&P futures down 21 points. That's about 43 basis points. NASDAQ futures are underperforming, down 130 points. That's about 75 basis points. And you have Dow futures outperforming, down 77 points, or about 20 basis points. Most of the world is closed this morning. So Japan was open. You had the major indices there fall about 50 basis points, and the UK is open. The FTSE 100 is up about 20 basis points. Otherwise, everything else is pretty much closed. Most of Europe is closed except for the UK. And then in Asia, mainland China, Hong Kong, Taiwan, etc., are all closed. So it's actually very slow and quiet today in terms of big macro developments overnight. The most incremental news for this morning hit last night in the U.S. with earnings. So Amazon, very, very strong Q1 results. The Q2 guidance midpoints fell a bit short, but overall, pretty healthy, encouraging set of numbers and outlook from that company. However, on the flip side, AMD, Supermicro, Starbucks, and Skyworks all disappointed in one form or the other. Starbucks probably had the worst report of any large company so far this Q1 season. Just an absolute disaster. I have details on all those names and more in the piece. A lot of moving pieces with earnings, but that really is kind of the big talking point for this morning. Otherwise, no huge economic numbers out overnight or this morning, no big controversial central bank headlines. In Europe, you had a couple of earnings reports, Smith & Nephew, GlaxoSmithKline, and Haleon. I have details on all those, but nothing too major. It's really kind of shifting the broader market landscape in terms of European earnings. On the calendar today, you have a ton of macro events. So the important ones, ADP, jobs report 8:15, Treasury auction update at 8:30, JOLTS report at 10 a.m., manufacturing ISM at 10 a.m., and the Fed decision at 2 p.m. With regards to the Fed, I don't think Powell will be dovish by any means. However, you've had such an aggressive reset of market expectations when it comes to the funds rate for this year. So the market's essentially pricing in just one cut this year. The odds of a move in the September meeting are about 50-50. So essentially pricing in no action for the next several months and just one cut for the year. I just don't see why at this point he wants to be any more hawkish than that current setup. And that's why I'm not as concerned about the Fed today as other people seem to be. I also think, too, while you have had some very hot inflation numbers, including the ECI yesterday morning, there's a growing pile of red flags about the health of growth. And I really think that's going to be a huge topic going forward. It is the deterioration in growth. And I think that will temper some of the Fed's hawkishness. And then as far as earnings are concerned, the important reports for today include, before the open, ADP, the company, CVS, DuPont, MasterCard, Marriott, Norwegian Cruise, New York Community Bank will be up for the open. They just announced that last night. Pfizer, and then after the close, some of the big highlights include Aflac, AIG, Allstate, Qualcomm, and a few others. We're at the very tail end of the calendar Q1 season. Apple tomorrow night, Thursday night, is kind of the last really big important company. Although, to be fair, you have Berkshire Hathaway this Saturday morning and then Disney is next week. But we're kind of now into the April end companies, which include Walmart, Nvidia, Target, etc. We'll hear from them later in May. But we only have a handful of really important calendar Q1 companies left on the calendar. And that is everything for today, Wednesday, May 1st. Thank you for listening.